guys want to, Peter, you want to come up?
Ant.
Ant, you just want to come up in case we have questions? Okay. I'm going to call a subcommittee of the Public Safety Subcommittee to order. I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 5048 with the subcommittee of the subcommittee to go over the LFO recommendations in regard to House Bill 5048, Public Defense Services Commission budget. Robin.
First, my apologies. I did not know that Mr. Ellis was going to be here and did not put him on the agenda, and I apologize for that. Mr. Ellis is the chair of the Public Defense Services Commission. To start with, there's a statement of expectation which is accomplished through the budget bill, which directs the Public Defense Services Commission to allocate funds to the following programs: Public Defense Direct Services, Public Defense Contract Services, and Public Defense Administration. This will enable them to allocate their resources as part of the combined appellate and trial indigent defense services. The subcommittee understands that as part of the consolidation with the public defense services and potential reorganization, the commission may redefine these programs, and that the 2003-05 appropriation of funds to these programs may not accurately reflect funding requirements. There will be some time to implement these things. The subcommittee intends that the commission may return to the emergency board to rebalance its budgetary appropriations if necessary to accurately reflect program area expenditures. There are some budget notes which I will walk through for you. The first has to do with public defense services workload. The Public Defense Services Commission will report to the Emergency Board at the meeting closest to July 2004 on its workload. The report will include information on workload changes. We have a quorum.
We're going to open the work session on House Bill 5048. Christine? Go ahead.
Where possible, the report will also identify that the component of workload that results from cases deferred from the 2001-03 biennium. The commission may see release of up to $7 million of the special purpose appropriation to the Emergency Board for Public Defense Services workload upon submission of the report. There's a budget note comment. The base contract services for the Public Defense Services Commission is 334,358 cases, which is the base 2001-03 legislatively adopted caseload. The $7 million special purpose appropriation to the Emergency Board provides for allocation of funding for workload in excess of that base, including workload that results from cases deferred from 2001-03. The second budget note.
Wait, can I make a quick comment on that budget note?
Sure.
I think the reservation of the $7 million was, as Robin calculated the figures, we had calculated in a piece for what people are calling around the building the bubble, which is the caseload carryover. How much of that is realized or not, or how much of that is wholesale pled out, I think is an issue. That was the reason for that reservation, as well as the fact that it's very, very difficult for Public Defense Services to track. It would be hard for Public Defense Services to track whether it's a bubble case or a non-bubble case, not because of anything they do, but just because of the way the court system's set up and other things. So I think this is intended to be for the reservations intended to be for the bubble, but I want the record to reflect that it's, you know, that we understand, or the chair understands, and the committee, I think, understands that it's hard to track what are bubble and what are non-bubble cases. So this is really a workload issue that I believe you can come back for the $7 million, but the reason for the $7 million reservation and the rationale was because of the bubble. That's about as clear as mud, I understand. But I just don't want you to spend a lot of time on what's a bubble case and what's a non-bubble case. This is really workload related. If you have more workload, I'd hope that you would come back and request this money.
Thank you. The second budget note has to do with the application contribution program. The Legislative Assembly expects that the Public Defense Application Contribution Program, already established in 16 counties, will be implemented statewide during the 2003-05 biennium. The purpose of this program is to expand the Indigent Defense Eligibility Verification Program through revenue generated from ACP. The Oregon Judicial Department and the Public Defense Services Commission shall enter into an intergovernmental agreement to accomplish the statewide implementation. The PDSC will ensure sufficient PDSC resources are devoted to statewide implementation. The OJD and PDSC shall report to the meeting of the Emergency Board closest to November 2003 on the intergovernmental agreement and the implementation plan for accomplishing statewide implementation of ACP during the 2003-05 biennium. The agencies can request the Emergency Board to establish positions and increase expenditure limitation as needed to implement the plan. The OJD and PDSC shall report to the meeting of the Emergency Board closest to November 2004 on the progress to date in executing the implementation of the plan. And I will point out that I'm glad that Representative Butler's tape is not here. I would owe a chunk of change. And there's a comment related to this. The transfer of Public Defense Services Administration from the Oregon Judicial Department included three vacant indigent defense verification positions scheduled to be funded with ACP revenue. The positions are abolished in this budget recommendation. If projected funding is available, OJD should request that these positions be reestablished within OJD with ACP revenue when the agreement and implementation plan is presented to the Emergency Board. OJD may also seek additional indigent defense verification position authority if revenue projections will support these positions. I deleted a comment that I had in the original version that I gave to you because Representative Patridge and I will be working on trying to figure out where revenue can be identified from this program. Mr. Chair, what I would like is a motion to approve those budget notes or a motion to amend.
Okay. Senator Devlin?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve all budget notes that have been identified, and I just did have one statement on that.
Okay. Senator, let me just acknowledge the motion. Senator Devlin's moved the approval of the budget notes as presented by LFO. Senator Devlin, comment?
Yeah. I understand in terms of some of the commentary here, not in the budget note, that it's hard for us actually to determine what the full needs of the commission will be in terms. And I understand in terms of the $7 million that has been reserved through the e-board, particularly to address the bubble issue. But I would not want anyone to read any of that language to indicate in any way that should your needs prove greater than that, that the dollars would be available from this body, because right now it does not look as if we're going to have a very hard time balancing this biennium's budget, and I don't anticipate there will be a lot of unassigned dollars available to the Emergency Board, and so hopefully you'll be able to work within these numbers.
Sure. Representative Butler.
Thank you. I may be misunderstanding, but I thought that the $7 million was in fact a special purpose appropriation to the Emergency Board, which could be then available and would be appropriated and allocated for that specific.
Chairman, Representative Butler, that is my understanding. But I was just reading some of the commentary in terms of what their status is and as a new body, and I did not want anyone to, I don't think they would, read into that that somehow there would be more dollars available beyond that $7 million from this body during this biennium, because I think the hopes that all of us would have is that we don't have to come back here and rebalance this budget, although there's a fairly good chance we may have to do that.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
Taking into consideration that the specific appropriation, not that which has been reserved to the emergency fund, is to fund the 334,358 cases, recognize that's nearly one case for every nine men, women, and children in the state of Oregon. So that's a pretty hefty caseload as is. My hope is that in order to service the bubble, they won't have to come back, but we'll be able to accommodate that, and people will stop filling the courts with these kinds of issues anyway. So, thank
Representative Hansen.
Well, point of clarification. On the $7 million special purpose appropriation, that's for... Would that be appropriate for them to approach the emergency board for any workload adjustments upward or just affecting the bubble? And I'm thinking of a year from now, after the bubble has dissipated, if $4 million was needed to work on the bubble or work down the bubble cases, and then their workload was higher, still higher than the 334,000, they would be eligible to come back to the board for the remaining $3 million?
I think that's what I hope to clarify on the record was it's almost impossible for them to sort out, based upon the limitations that the computer systems have and our judicial system as well, what the bubble cases aren't. I view this money as workload-related dollars that they come back that I would anticipate at any point during the biennium, because a lot of these cases do take 2 years, and people run off, and they've got an attorney, and they run off, and they fail to appear, and we issue a warrant, and they bring back, and whatever. So they're bubble cases for a long, they're going to be continuing on for some length of time, that they would come back on any workload issues. But the way we arrived at the $7 million was because we arrived at it as a result of workload.
And
this is a biennial figure, Representative Butler, so it's one for every 18, I think. Or
the other thing, Mr. Chair, is that there is some expectation that there may be some controls on the growth of workload arising from some of the measures that have been passed or encouraged by this legislature, which includes the early disposition programs and some of the ability to reduce misdemeanors to violations and felonies to misdemeanors. So we're hoping, from a budgetary standpoint, that the workload doesn't materialize because there is that kind of control. But I would caution that what we are talking about here is the 03-01-03 base less the bubble cases. So, and there is nothing built into this budget for caseload growth. So it's going to be extraordinarily tight.
It's going to be skinny.
Yep.
And especially because of the fact that we have new crime legislation coming into effect that comes into effect, I think, June 30th on property crimes. And there's all kinds of other issues. So this is a very, this is looking at it in a rather austere fashion. So any other questions regarding this motion? Seeing none. Any objections? If not, budget motion, please.
Moving on, Mr. Chair, item number 3. The Public Defense Services Commission will become a consolidated agency on July 1st. They need to work on performance measures for the consolidated agency. I have suggested that there be a motion to direct them to present draft performance measures to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee for review and approval by no later than July 2004. So there's information available for the next Legislative Assembly.
Okay. Senator Devlin makes the motion that we approve item number 3. Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. You just want to do all these together?
I would like to do that.
Okay.
If we could have a motion to approve the budget adjustments after I've walked through them.
Great.
Item 4 is the standard Department of Administrative Services assessment, which it reduces $5,228 general fund. Adjustment number 2, which is the $7 million appropriation, that special purpose appropriation that we discussed just a minute ago. Adjustment number 3 is the results from the acceleration of the transfer date. That money had been. This is item 6, adjustment number 3. The numbers refer to my summary sheet.
Okay.
So $18.8 million is being transferred from the Judicial Department to the Public Defense Services Commission earlier than expected, and that's what that reflects. Number seven, which is LFO adjustment number four, vacancy savings eliminates five positions, 3.82 FTE. There are no dollar savings associated with this reduction. All of these positions relate to the application contribution program and had been held vacant pending availability of resources. Three of these positions, as I noted earlier, were actually vacant indigent defense verification positions that got transferred to the commission as part of the transfer of indigent defense and are being abolished in this. The other two were vacant positions that are simply being abolished. As I noted, the Judicial Department should probably request the reestablishment of these positions in their budget when ACP funding becomes available. Number eight is the merit and COLA adjustment, which reduces $273,855 general fund and $11,411 of other funds. Item nine is the elimination of inflation adjustment, which reduces $5,947,588 general fund. I wanted to point out that this reduction eliminates the funding for contractual inflationary price adjustments for public defense services, including adjustments that would support cost of living increases for providers. This is consistent with what is being done, or primarily consistent with what has been done for
service. Besides the $25 million.
Yeah, aside from the $25 million, yes, with other service providers. The next item establishes the $35 million in the governor's proposed budget as a emergency fund allocation. This establishes that $35 million as a general fund appropriation to the commission. It's a little bit confusing the way that I built this budget showing every last put and take that was there. And so it's there, but basically when we get through all of the adjustments, we get to the bottom line. Only some portion is there.
Senator Devlin.
The bottom line basically is that everything is appropriated to the commission except for the $7 million reservation.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yes. Item 11 deletes the current service level adjustment. I know I'm not supposed to say that word, but the adjustment.
We're going to have to make her pay in your pig big. Doesn't she have some kind of grant
immunity?
Application?
Yeah,
we'll get her when she brings in a grant application.
It must be an OECD grant that she's
right.
Working on.
All right, we'll work on that one.
Anyway, the mandated caseload adjustment, which was the projected caseload, funding for projected caseload growth, that is not incorporated into this budget. So $5,600,946 is eliminated. Number 12 is another technical adjustment, which deleted $17 million general fund out of that $35 million. In building this budget. Number 13 is a technical adjustment to restore errors in the governor's balanced budget. There were $2,032,621 general fund and $1,147,263 other funds to support Indigent Defense Administration, which were transferred out of the Judicial Department but not transferred into the Public Defense Services Commission in the GBB. Approve LFO Adjustment 11, restore special session roll-up cuts to appellate public defense services. This restores $1,053,456 general fund for these services. This funding is required to meet constitutional mandates. LFO Adjustment 12 is the deferred caseload that we spoke about, which is $6,837,043, which becomes the basis for the $7 million special purpose appropriation. The special purpose appropriation to the emergency board, as I know, will be used to fund these cases. And with that, unless there are questions, we could have a motion to adopt these adjustments.
Senator.
Is that all the way through 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Move LFO adjustments 4 through 16 as presented.
Thank you. Senator Devlin moves LFO recommendations 4 through 16 for a total of $161,621,473 general fund and $1,135,852 other funds, 58.45 FTE.
58.45?
Yes.
If you're working off from an earlier version, I changed. The FTE was adjusted in a later version.
Okay.
Okay. That
must be what I'm doing.
Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, can I have a 30-second sidebar with the chair?
Yeah.
Robin, are there other substantial changes between the 20th and the 23rd?
No, the only changes that occurred was that FTE change, and I did take out the commentary having to do with what the chair was going to do with regard to application contribution.
Okay, that's this yeah. commentary right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
We've got a little bit more to do with this one.
Okay. Okay. So, Robin, we're now
at 17.
At item number 17, and rather than have you maybe go through those, we've got it written down.
Mm-hmm.
Unless somebody has questions on item number 17, or you want us to walk through it. Senator Devlin would move LFO recommendation number 17, which is to amend House Bill 5048 with the amendments as listed by LFO.
Actually, that was 18, but that's all right. We can
What's
do
that?
17 is just simply to approve the budget, which we already actually did in the previous motion.
No, to amend 48.
That's my problem. There we go. Okay.
She keeps adding things. No. All right, let's have a clarification then.
No, I ended up inadvertently adding an extra bullet, so we are fine.
I'm going to read just for
the motion was to move 17 as reflected in the 6/23/2003 memo dated at 1/12 p.m.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Any objection? Seeing that, so ordered. Okay, I think the last thing we have to do is move the bill to the full committee.
Right.
Senator Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, I move HB 5048 to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Devlin moves House Bill 5048 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with the due pass recommendation. Any objections? I just have a quick comment. I wanted to say first, good luck, Peter, and the Public Defense Services Commission. I think you've got a... You know, you're a new commission. You got a big job ahead of you, and I appreciate working with you guys and helping put this together. And wanted to say a special thanks to Ann Christian. I understand she's going to be leaving at some point in time, but I appreciate the job you've done on the budget. This may be the first, this may be the last time you're before us in a formal budget committee hearing. So, for the record, and on behalf, I think, of the committee, I'd like to say thanks for the work you did. It was very, very helpful. All right, with that, we're going to vote on it. House Bill 5048 as amended. Any objections? Seeing none? So ordered. Good luck. With that,
Carriers. To the full?
I can carry to the full.
Okay, and on the House?
I don't carry in the House.
And Senator Devlin? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
All right. Doug, could you have something for the good of the order?
Tomorrow is a single bill. You get to vote on the legislative pay bill as we're going to meet fall. Yesterday, Wednesday for sure, military, and I'm not sure about judicial at this stage.
Thursday
with the judicial.
Yeah. Also Thursday is state police, and Friday is justice.
Okay.
As it stands now. Some bills included on Thursday and Friday that go along with budgets.
And
full tomorrow.
Full late tomorrow.
Okay.
So, Representative Butler, you got those amendments on legislative pay?
You bet.
All right.
There they go.
With that, we're adjourned.